From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, April the 15th, 2008. This is Joe Francica. I'm the editor-in-chief, and I'm joined by my colleague, Dina Schutzberg, our executive editor. This week, we're going to take a look at the applications of real-time locating systems, indoor location technology, and RFID. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Experience the geographic advantage with ESRI's ArcGIS server, a comprehensive platform for cost-effectively delivering enterprise GIS applications. Learn more about ArcGIS server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
First, I'm going to ask our listeners to suspend their privacy concern issues while we're in this discussion, because we could be talking about technology that may touch a few nerves. We're going to delve into the world of what I would call microgeography, and I define that on the order of square footage, not square miles or some political geography. This is essentially mapping the store floor or the shop floor for asset tracking or, in our case, people sensing or people tracking. In a confined area. We've certainly heard what Walmart has done with asking their suppliers to place RFID tags on pallets and how they're going to try to track those pallets inside of warehouses. And, of course, we also have heard about what the military and the intelligence groups are trying to do with tracking goods coming in through ports and whatnot. To start off, there's really a bit of alphabet soup that I've got to go through here with indoor location technology. I mentioned one at the opening, real-time locating systems, RTLS. That's actually kind of a broad category. We mentioned RFID. That, of course, is radio frequency identification. And then really the technology that we're going to discuss here a little bit in depth is ultra-wideband, UWB. Now, ultra-wideband is just essentially a radio technology. And I'm going to give you a bit of a definition from an article that I picked up in IT Director. And actually, they're quoting something from RFID Journal. It's their glossary. And it states that UWB is any radio technology having a bandwidth exceeding the lesser of 500 megahertz or 20% of the arithmetic center frequency. And this is according to the FCC. It can be used at very low energy levels for short-range, high-bandwidth communications by using a large portion of the radio spectrum. Now that I've completely confused people on that very dry definition, I'm going to tell you that another person who I was lucky to read about has described it this way. It is just precisely timed short bursts of radio frequency energy, and that will help to provide an accurate triangulation of the position of the transmitting tag. So all of this is going to say that this radio technology can be used for location and precise location technology and tracking an asset. I'd like to talk about a few of the applications that we've heard about. There's certainly a lot being done now with RF technology in manufacturing, in particular in locating workers, tools, machines, in manufacturing environments where there is a succession of products that run down an assembly line. People want to know when parts are coming and where people are going, and that's a very vital type of an application. Another one of the applications we can talk about is within the hospital or medical equipment area. One of the first applications I remember hearing about, let's go and find medical equipment that we don't know where it is. And I remember Peter Batty telling me, hospitals often don't know where IV pumps are, intravenous pumps. They often have to buy twice as many IV pumps because they don't know where they got to. And so what it's helping to do is cut down on the cost of having to purchase more of this hospital equipment. And then perhaps the last thing that we're going to delve into a little bit here is in location-based marketing. And that's an area that we're going to have some firsthand experience on here coming up at the Location Intelligence Conference at the end of the month.
I think it's important to note that location-based marketing is a broad term, and we've already sort of heard about it in the past, and that's this whole idea of your phone knows where it is, your mobile device knows where it is, and based on that information, somebody's going to market to you. It's going to sort of start a conversation with you by sending you some kind of message, and then you can act on it or not. The location-based marketing that we're talking about is just, as you pointed out at the outset, it's just a change in scale. So now instead of knowing where you are in the city, we're going to know where you are within a hotel or within exhibition hall. The ideas are somewhat different, and clearly when you change that scale and you limit the population, you can do an awful lot more targeted marketing, and you can exchange an awful lot more information because you know an awful lot more about the person because they've chosen to come to the event, whatever it may be.
I think it's going to be difficult to convince people of the benefits of marketing. I think it seems like we're being bombarded right now with the types of applications we're hearing about. And again, privacy issues aside, before I jump into something that's an opt-in location-based marketing program, I'm going to have to be convinced that it's worth my time and effort and giving up a little bit of privacy.
True. And it also has to solve a problem. If there was no problem there at the outset, or you're not going to see enough benefit, as you point out, there's really no reason to even play.
I think we're early in the evolution. I mean, we're just getting to the point now where I think even tracking of family members is being revisited a little bit more in terms of a service. To make that next leap that I want to receive a marketing program, a coupon, or whatever, is, I think, a little bit down the road.
I think that's true. And a lot of it's just getting comfortable with this whole set of technology, carrying a mobile device, getting used to the idea that it knows where you are, getting used to the idea that you can share that location with some people and not others. So it's an evolving thing. We're getting used to, in a sense, this new platform for communications, this new platform for marketing.
That's a good segue into what we're going to be doing in location intelligence. What we're doing in conjunction with Fish Software and Ubisense, Ubisense will be providing some of the RF technology, and Fish Software doing more into convention and conference marketing. We're going to be setting up a series of sensors around the venue where we're going to hold the conference, both in the exhibit area and throughout the halls where we're going to have the plenary sessions. The sensors will be able to essentially track the individual attendees. The attendees themselves will be wearing an Ubisense tag. Now, this tag is capable of transmitting ultra-wideband pulses that will allow these sensors around the hall to be able to locate the position of the attendees. The tag itself is different than maybe what other people have heard about in RFID sensing. The RFID tags that we've heard about with Walmart are passive tags. As you pass an RFID reader, you get an RF signal bouncing off of the tag, and then it reflects back to the receiver. The tag there is kind of a dumb tag. It's just got a small chip inside. The Ubisense tag is itself a transmitter. It's about a credit card, a little smaller than a credit card size transmitter, as well as a receiver. And when you activate that tag, it will be sensed by the antennas in the room, and a triangulation occurs so that we'll be able to track the individual attendees. As such, we're going to ask the attendees to answer a questionnaire. And in our opening session at LI, we're going to be able to ask our attendees a series of questions to see what are the like characteristics of the people in the room, not just demographic type things of work or where were you born, but also things like why are you here, what are you interested in doing. And we're really trying to facilitate a location-based networking. The objective, and we're really interested. We're certainly taking a bit of a risk in doing this because it hasn't been tried in very many places. But the scope of our event is, I think, is small enough that we'll have a very interesting demonstration of what it could be like to market to each other. Because what we're going to do is, as the attendees walk around the floor, is give them the ability to interact with the exhibitors in terms of pushing a button on the tag, receiving information, as well as having the exhibitors be able to get some information about who visited their booth and when and how long they spent there. So it's going to be an interesting setup, and like I said, it's going to be a real experiment that we're looking forward to doing.
I'm really curious to see the traffic patterns through the hall and through the sessions. I think that's probably going to show us some things that we hadn't expected. And one of the things that's always interesting to me is, where is it that people clump together? Where do we have, in a sense, these little traffic jams in these venues? Because that tells you, well, it can tell you a lot of things. It can tell you, ooh, there's something very interesting here. I mean, maybe that's where the flat screen panel with the 3D visualization was and everyone was standing there watching it. Or maybe that's where the coffee was. Or maybe this was a key intersection of where two traffic streams flowed, and that's where people met other people, shook hands, and began lengthy conversations. For me, that's one of the things I'm really interested in. Where are those spots? And that, I think, is very valuable information that could be used for other kinds of applications. I was thinking about this morning. I was at the gym. I'm a member of a pretty fancy gym here outside of Boston. And I seem to run into some real significant traffic jams, not only on the floor where all the exercise equipment is, but also in moving through the locker rooms and so forth. And I was wondering if there was a way we could tag the people and try to locate those spots and then maybe rearrange things a bit to basically help the traffic.
You've raised the point that I think some marketers are anxious to get to, and it's not just at a gym or it's not just on the shop floor of a manufacturing facility, but it's other things like that. There have been many articles over the years written about mapping the store floor, like in a grocery store. Where are the traffic jams there? Do you want to place the end cap product there? Why is that end cap going to cost me more money to place my product there than any place else? Those kind of traffic patterns kind of are well known, but that can be extrapolated to many, many other type of retail establishments and establishments outside of the retail sector too. And we're probably at one of these stages where these large RF tags that we're going to be wearing at the show are going to look pretty big compared to what we might have in a couple of years. And the applications are, I think, only now being thought of.
Right. I think it is really very, very early. And that's why I think people are going to be very excited to, in a sense, play with this at our conference. I'm also curious, and we're certainly not going to force anybody to wear a tag who doesn't want to. I'm going to be curious if people opt out on principle or for some other reason. I'd be curious to speak to anybody who does choose to opt out.
I'm hoping people take it as an experiment, that they'll welcome the opportunity to be actually to try it and give us feedback and give UbiSense and Fish Software some idea of what they perceived as useful in the experiment, and I'm sure that they'll welcome the feedback as well.
For people to really opt into these kinds of opportunities, they have to see a benefit. And It sounds like, in addition to information certainly valuable to exhibitors about who was where and who came to their booth and spent how much time, the real benefit for the person wearing the tag is just by your location, you can identify what kind of information you want to receive. So if you're standing in front of the Microsoft booth, you can activate your tag, and it knows that because of where you are, what kind of information you want. You want information from Microsoft. So in a sense, that solves this problem of, you know, having to scroll down a list of websites or so forth. And of course, that can be broken up geographically in finer portions. So one section of a booth might be about a particular product. If you push the button while you're standing in that particular region, that's the information you get.
It certainly helps when there's that traffic jam in front of a booth and you want to see a demo, but you can't.
The other question I have is, how having access to these tags and having access to information, in a sense, without even speaking to a representative, may change how people visit booths, whether they change their strategy. I mean, we've got a relatively smaller conference in the hundreds as opposed to the thousands. But if that show floor was as large as some of the biggest geospatial shows, it can be impossible to visit with the vendor that you want to.
If somebody is showing something particularly interesting and you desperately want to get that information, but you just don't have the time, that's another way to say, okay, I'm just going to zip by here, you know, download the information, and then be on my way. And we haven't even talked about security and comfort level applications like tracking your children as they go into one of these stores. I mean, how many parents have lost their kids, even if for 30 seconds or a minute? I think that there's going to be some comfort level built up that you'll want to acknowledge that, okay, I'm willing to give up some of my privacy if for the peace of mind of being able to know where my kid is.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think the same technology now that they have with sort of the wristwatches that you put on your child when you visit the amusement park can absolutely be scaled down to the indoor environment of a large store like an IKEA, where, frankly, it's another benefit of being a customer there. For free, you get a tag that you can put on your child while you're in there, and then you drop it off on the way out, which is, frankly, going to be just how we're going to do it at the conference, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what. And you just brought up another application. If I'm going into these one of the large department stores, and you know I'm browsing, and let me collect some information from this, or I may be interested in this, but I don't have time right now. Let me go get down some load some information of that. And then when you get home, you're emailed a bunch of information where you have the time and in the comfort of your own home to review that.
And that's a perfect opportunity to compare products, especially on a show floor if you're at the bicycle vendors show and you looked at four different bikes from four different manufacturers. Absolutely, have them send you the information on that specific, all four of them send you information on that specific product, and then back home, as you say, in the comfort of your own home, you can go review everything that may have been too chaotic at the event to actually explore in any detail.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but I did want to say a word of thanks to our friends over at Very Spatial who were gracious enough to interview me with respect to the Directions Media's Location Intelligence Conference, April 28th to the 30th. I really appreciate the time they took, and there's more information that I gave them about the conference on their podcast. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you to join them at one of the many half-day regional technology showcase events. The events are happening in locations throughout California, Nevada, and Hawaii, from March through October. Please visit www.esri.com/events to register for the technology showcase closest to your area. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com and be sure to tell a friend.